thank God for another opportunity. Never despise them. Never think it is just the same as always. It may not be the same soon. Thank God for today. And thank God for you. We welcome some visitors from other churches, whoever you are. Now today, our theme is biblical faith. Simply, we have to focus our hearts and minds and thoughts on the word faith, then qualify it with the word biblical, meaning to say there is some other faith important as well. Do you know that we cannot exist every day without applying faith practically all the time? What is that faith? Simply defined, it's confidence or assurance that you do something, something else will be the result expected already. For example, you take your breakfast prepared by mother or wife or somebody. You don't ask questions, do you? No. You have faith to know that the breakfast is wholesome. You eat it, you're well. The same with your taking transportation. You came by your car. You say, I trust the car. It's a very faithful car. Yes, I have no worries at all. And so we use faith the whole day. Whether in your speaking, your interaction, your shopping, your traveling. Why do you take SIA? Because I know it is good airline. I have faith in SIA, so it is. Now, let's focus and move our thoughts to a high level. We are not talking of common faith, the faith that you use to have any interaction with me. You trust me, I trust you. And so it goes on. Now we are talking of a different faith. You ever ask yourself, what are we doing on earth? Where do we go from here? 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I received the message, so-and-so has passed away. I say, wow, so easy. I wish I were in her shoes. It's good to know. For the one who goes, it's very good. If you are prepared, if you know where you're going, and you have the faith, you're right. But for those who are left behind, it's very bad. Because all the aftermath, we understand. There's no need to explain. So, what is faith? You know, the Bible has one chapter devoted wholly to faith. But there is one verse that I want to turn your attention to. It's in Romans chapter 10. Please turn there quickly. Romans chapter 10. Verse 17. This is the definition given to us in this book of Romans. Who wrote Romans? Do you know? Of course, we all know him, the Apostle Paul. Verse 17 says, so then, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And you can substitute the word hearing with reading, studying. That makes sense, doesn't it? By the way, today is the launch date for this. I show it to you. It's too small for everyone to see. ABC. Have you seen this? Some of you have received it, but today is the launch day. Now you say, oh, I never heard of it. It's a soft launch. Yes. No hard sell. We're not going to ask you, all of you must get it. Although it's free. It's free. But you have to ask, and it will be given you. All who ask. Ask, it shall be given. Now, on one condition. That you love the word inside. It contains nothing but the word of God. Nothing of my words. Only the word of God in 50 cards. In each pocket, 25. There may be more than one verse in one card, but all these are selected and printed. By the way, I want to acknowledge publicly that a lot of groundwork goes into this preparation of this packet. Why? The printing of the packet itself, the cover, the blue plastic, is done in the shop for which we pay. But the contents are handmade and in-house, they call it. In-house, do you know what it means? You go downstairs to the office, it's produced by our own staff. Jean in charge, and she's got a lot of able, willing helpers. And they've been doing this day in, day out. By the way, you may ask me, hey, you got over 1,000 packets if we all ask for it? I say, yes, but we have to produce more. Yeah. So, now what is this? Dear friends, I thank you the Lord put in my heart. As a young child, I was brought up in a God-fearing family, for which I thank God. Yes, father, mother, grandfather, I don't have no grandmother. She died when I was not born yet. Anyhow, they left in me the one very good thing. And I mention this so that you parents will understand. As a small child, I was brought up to love the Word of God. Okay, from father, mother, grandfather, mother, especially mother. So you mothers and fathers, pay attention. If a child, don't say wait till they grow up, but now is the time. I've called it ABC. ABC, what does it mean? A is all ages. B, Bible. C, course. All ages, Bible course. You can start your child any age. As soon as the child is able to talk and to read, you begin. Alright, that's the only condition. You want it, it's free. After service, you just look at the counter outside. ABC Bible course, free for the asking. The only condition is you must read the cards and memorize. There's the catch there. But it's between you and your God and the Lord, you know. I tell you, the advantage and the benefit is immeasurable. It's something that goes beyond life. It's something that gives you that special faith, not the ordinary faith, the common faith. No. This one gives you biblical faith. And that is what we are talking about, biblical faith. So, and by the way, it goes with this little booklet. Again, in-house printing. This contains the context of the verse and the testing and the signature of the tester. You got to be tested because there is a prize for those who finish the course, okay, in time. So read through this and then I hope you want to join. Yeah. Oh, that's a commercial's finished. Now, what is faith? Romans 10:17. Let's all read together. You like to read the Word of God? This is the whole idea of ABC. To implant in you a bit of an appetite, I hope. That one you must pray for the Lord to put it in you, not me. You must pray. Pray God to give you the love of the Word, that you love it, love to read it, love to recite it, and to hide it in your hearts. The Word of God is better than gold and silver. Now, let's read. Romans 10:17 says the Apostle Paul. Together, everybody. So then, faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. You may substitute the hearing to reading. Alright, we say reading now, together. So then, faith comes by reading. And reading by the Word of God. Amen. This gives the secret. If you want to have biblical faith, you must have the Word of God. And here is the whole Word of God. The Bible. There's no other remedy to the perils of the age. We live in a very difficult age. You may not realize it. But these are the perilous times. And what safety do you have? What safeguard? What is it? How can you go through this world, live your life, and come through colors still flying and still victorious, and say, Lord, I've arrived. I trust in you. I know you are my Savior. Faith. That's what we mean. You need that faith. Now, the Bible has a chapter, and the next chapter I want to turn you to is Hebrews 11. Hebrews chapter 11. This is called the faith chapter. I think most of us know that. In case you do not, after today, you know it. Hebrews chapter 11 is called the faith chapter. If you want to know about biblical faith, this is the best chapter. It's all about faith. Verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. It tells you what faith will do for you. When you have the biblical faith, you see what you hope to have. In other words, it starts with believing is seeing. Well, not seeing is believing. That's what we all say, don't we? Now I see the time is 10 to 12, and I usually watch time. And I don't want to keep you for too long. So we must hurry on. Out of this chapter, there are so many characters. I've chosen three to give you an understanding of what faith means, why we need that faith. Why? You say, I don't need the faith. I say, poor man. I'm sorry, you need that faith. If you want to know the meaning of life, this life does not end in planet Earth, you know that. If that is the end of your life, you're finished. You've got nothing at the end, you lost everything. And worse still, you will land up in the place you never wanted to go. Alright. That's why you need faith. Now I've chosen three characters, just three, out of this chapter. The first man is Enoch. Who was Enoch? Do you know? Do you know him? Verse 5, chapter 11 of Hebrews, verse 5. By faith, by biblical faith, Enoch heard the word of God. And he believed. This is what it means. You be an Enoch. You be alright, you know. Very good. Long before the time of spacecraft and astronauts. He was the first astronaut, do you know? The first astronaut who did not need to have an oxygen suit. and oxygen mask and all the rest of the equipment. Why? Because God gave it to him. You have the spiritual oxygen suit and the spiritual oxygen mask. You can fly to heaven, and it is faster than any spacecraft. Verse 5 of chapter 11 of Hebrews again. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. How wonderful. Don't you want that? You want it? Memorize your verses. Stick to the Lord and follow the word of God. That is the way to that happy land we all are going. Better than anything the world can offer. So it says here, by faith Enoch was translated. What do you mean by translated? Transformed, transferred from one climate to another climate. From one place to another place. From one existence to another existence. That happened to Enoch. And it will happen to you and me by faith. How? Faith in what? Faith in whom? Faith in God who sent us the Lord Jesus Christ. At this table you see the elements. Faith in him. Trusting in him. I pray and hope that it is true that all of you are here because you wanted to know more of Jesus Christ. To strengthen your faith in him. So that he can give you a stronger biblical faith. That's what we need. Better than anything else. Now, how can we get the biblical faith? By faith, Enoch. He was translated because he had that biblical faith. Now we are going to find out how he got the biblical faith. So that he should not see death and was not found, because God translated him. Now, there is a verse in Genesis chapter 5, I believe. If you have your Bible, and most of you have it, Genesis 5, I think it is verse 24. Yes. Genesis, the very first book, the fifth chapter, verse 24. Here is another verse about this man Enoch. Enoch walked with God and he was not. He was not what? Not found. One day his neighbor says, "Hey, Enoch, where is he? No signs of him. Knock on the door, he's not there. Go inside, not there. Couldn't be found. Nowhere was he to be found." Verse 24. Genesis 5:24, and Enoch walked with God. The key word here is walked with God. How are you walking, dear friend? How many people in the Bible does it say walked with God? I know Noah walked with God. Enoch walked with God. And who else walked with God? Very few others. But many believers walked with God. I said, dear friends, walk with God. Follow him. That is the way to biblical faith. And so, verse 24 again of Genesis 5. Enoch walked with God, and he was not found, for God took him. So much for Enoch. There's no more we can talk about Enoch, because there's no more. We mustn't invent, mustn't concoct ideas about him. No. He's a simple man, we know. He had one son called, Methuselah. And he was taken when he was 365 years old, at a time when men's average age was 900 years. Did you know? He said, impossible. Please, this is God's record. And I'm telling you exactly what God recorded for us. Yes, in those days it was a different climate, different longevity, different kind of favor for long life. It takes too much time to explain to you today, another day, another day. But believe that this record is correct. Methuselah, 969 years, the son of Enoch. And Enoch lived 300 years after he begat Methuselah. And God took him and he went to heaven. Wonderful. Don't you want to have that kind of faith? Of course. And you ask me, how can I have that faith? How? Walk with God. And this is one step in the right direction. With these verses, with these that you memorize and read and love, you begin to walk with God. Now, the second character. Back to Hebrews 11. Verse 7. Alright, are you there? Hebrews 11:7, it says here, by faith, another man who had biblical faith. Please focus your minds on the words biblical faith. Yes. This is what we are all here for. We want to have that faith. How can I have that biblical faith? Because that is the key to everlasting life, to being translated into the presence of God. Verse 7. By biblical faith, Noah was warned of God of things not seen as yet. He moved with fear. What does it mean? He believed God. How did God speak to him? We are not told. But God spoke to him. God speaks to certain people of his chosen, of his choice. And Noah was one of them. Noah lived in a time when the world was very wicked. It says the thoughts and imaginations of their hearts was all the time, continually, about evil. And in those days, Noah walked with God. Noah chose not to go with the crowd. And he walked with God and he listened to God. He had biblical faith. Thank God for that. Alright, what did he do? When God told him, Noah, I want you to build an ark. What is an ark? A kind of squarish boat, but longitudinal. You follow? It's not small, it's quite big. I'm told it's something like length of 2 football fields. Now read on. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, he believed God. He had biblical faith. Because God speaks to me. Because God speaks to you. By this book, believe and act on it. And love that word. That is biblical faith. And that is the only way you can go to the land of everlasting life. Amazing. So Noah did that. By which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Now it is a long story about Noah. If I were to begin telling you the story of Noah, we'll be here till tonight. So I'll just give you one word. One word to remind you of Noah. You say, I don't understand Chinese. How can I read the word? Never mind. Here it is. The word is one. And it consists of two parts. The first part is
Aaron encounters a problem by vertical, number of mouths. Don't they ask you, hey, how many mouths do you have to feed at home? Hey, children, hang on. So here it is. How come the word in Chinese for both, right, is eight people in a club? Why eight? Ah, it's so amazing, so amazing. It helps faith, you know, helps biblical faith. Because the Chinese ancestors, the one who began the Chinese race, when he emigrated from the Middle East to China, he said, let's not forget what? That our ancestor, Noah, walked with God and built an ark, and that ark had eight souls. So the word for both, let's remember our great-grandfather, Noah, that there were eight souls in his boat. Who were the eight souls? Noah, three sons, four men, four wives, no polygamy. One each. This is what the Bible records. So it is. That is the story of Noah. That's all.
Now, the chief character to give us, to tell us how can we have biblical faith is Abraham. Now we come to the real story, and I promise you I'll finish in 15 minutes time. I try my best. It's now 12:05. All right. By faith, Abraham. Verse 8, Abraham, by faith, when he was called to go out into a place which he should thereafter receive for an inheritance, obeyed. That is the key to his biblical faith. We are not told how he met God, how God spoke to him, but we have a little clue in John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 56. If you like to turn there, a quick, very quick turn, then you go to John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 56. All right, have you found it? If not, I'll just read it to you. John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 56. Because the Jews were all the time taunting, arguing with Jesus about the Jews. We have the Jews. They are our ancestors. Jesus says, hey, stop it. Listen to this. You keep boasting about Abraham as your father. Verse 56, Jesus told his own countrymen, the Jews, your father, whom you boast about all the time, you keep telling people, we are the children of Abraham. Jesus says, hey, your father rejoiced to see my day. Now, this is a mystery. No amount of speculation can solve it because it is not given. How did God appear to Abraham? We don't know. Was it a pre-incarnate appearance of Jesus? Did Jesus appear as a man and speak to him? We don't know. Nobody knows. It's not recorded. So we don't speculate. Whatever it is, Abraham came from an idol-worshipping family. They had idols in the house. Whether he worshipped or not, we are not told, so we don't speculate. But by the chances are, he did. Because he was a son of the father who owned the idols. Now, if there are idols in your home, the chances are you are part of the idol-worshipping family. One day God appeared It says we don't know how, but he spoke. God spoke to Abraham. What did God say? Genesis chapter 12 again. You got to be very quick, you know, because I got to hurry too. My time is ticking along very fast. Genesis chapter 12. Now the Lord said to Abraham, now here is the crunch. Will you obey him? This is the key to how Abraham pleased God. Abraham obeyed. All right. I read to you again. Now the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of a country. What country is that? Do you know? Modern name is Iraq. Iraq. A very fertile, rich in wonderful agriculture land. Very wonderful. You hardly need any fertilizer. You just plant things there, they grow. This is where he came from, Iraq. And one day God appeared to him and said to him, get thee out of the country, out of the kindred. Leave your home, your father's house. I tell you, dear friends, any one of us, anyone else, in the place of Abraham will say, go and fly kites here. Don't tell me funny stories. How can I go? I'm 75. I have my business. I've got my family. I have my home. I have my idols. And this is a good country. A very good country. And you tell me to go. Where? Don't tell you where, but you follow. This is the marvel of Abraham's faith. And the marvel of the meeting he had with God. Your father Abraham saw me, saw my day. And he was glad and he obeyed me. Now read on. Verse 1, I read again. God said to Abraham, get thee out of your country, from your kindred, leave your family, and from your father's house, to a land I will show you where. I don't tell you where. You just follow and keep following. Amazing. I say, how can it be? If God calls you, he will give you the assurance that it is God calling. And you have no rest, you follow. God calls you, follow. So this is what Abraham did. But there was a promise. Verses 2 and 3. These are the amazing promises. You leave your country, follow me. Verse 2 is the promise. I will make of you a great nation. Wow. Abraham was 75. Wife was 65. Is anyone, any couple here that old and still barren? If you come to me for your problem, I'll tell you, adopt. Go and find a child, adopt. Pay $20,000 and adopt a child. If he is 75, he is 65, no hopes. Of course, in those days, people were fertile longer than now, because the shortening of age. All right. So, verse 2 says, God's offer to him. God spoke to him. I will make you a great nation. Wow, Abraham thought, I am infertile, only wife and me, no one else. And you say, I follow you, and you make me a great nation. Listen, follow this. And it says, I will bless you, make your name great. Wow! Who knows the name of Abraham? Nobody outside of Iraq. Now I'm going to be world famous. You will be a blessing to many. And I will bless them that bless you and curse him that curseth you. And all families of the earth shall be blessed because of you. Abraham, will you follow me? I say to any of you here, will you follow Jesus? if you get that offer. Now, to everyone is different. To Abraham, he heard and he followed. Against every odd. Now, the story is very long, and I promise you I've got 5 minutes left only. I'll give it to you very shortly. Abraham followed. Was there a child? No child. Year after year, after a long time, maybe 10 years. Wife got impatient. Hey, you need a concubine. Yeah, you can have my maid. Those days, it was common custom. People have wife, even if infertile, get a concubine. And children will come, which did. Who came? Ishmael. No, that was not God's promise. God said, you just stick to Sarah, your espoused wife. She is the blessing to you. Sure enough, when Abraham was 100 and Sarah was 90, there came the son of promise. Isn't it amazing? Do you believe? This is history, you know. So Isaac was born when father was that old, mother was that old. And the first son thought, wow, you're taking my place. Who was it? Ishmael. Ishmael was very angry. The rest of the story you got to read for yourself, because my time is up. All right. Why is Abraham blessed? Because it says Abraham believed God. ABC is to help you to know the word of God and to believe God. If you believe the word of God, that is the secret to success and to blessing. Abraham believed God and God blessed him. Do you know that there is no race of people except the descendants of Abraham that are so blessed in the world today? If you don't want to believe in the Bible, that one fact alone will cause you to believe. What fact? That the Jews were blessed so disproportionately above the numbers. How many Jews are there in the whole world today? Do you know? Do you know? 15 million. How many people are there in China? 1,300 million. Maybe 1,400 million. Million, you know. How many Jews are there? 15 million. So few. And yet God blesses them. Which country has a foreigner to be their prime minister? Except England. Disraeli. Wow, Jew. Why was it? Which country has got advisor so smart and so wise as Kissinger? That he was the Secretary of State in the biggest, the mightiest country in the whole world. Kissinger. Jew. And I can go on and on. Do you know you take Häagen-Dazs ice cream? Do you know he's a Jew? You wear Levi pants. Do you know he's a Jew? You wear, there are so many other. Helena Rubinstein. You ladies, take note. Jewess. All because God promised Abraham. Abraham, you follow me? I will make your race great. How can it be? You see, without faith, you say, Lord, is it impossible? I'm 100. I'm going to be 100. Well, you're 75. Married probably 30 years, 40 years. Well, if you get married at 15 or 20 in those days, let's say 20. By the time God called him, you're 75. And if he married at 20, 55 years. You say, Lord, I've been married 55 years, 50 years. You expect me to have a child? No, you want to follow me? I don't believe you. Abraham believed God. I say you too, you believe in God. Believe God. Whatever he says, follow. God says, believe. Look to me. All you ends of the earth, look to me. I'll send you the Savior, Jesus Christ. My son will die for you. That is the key to biblical faith. No other way, no other way. So you want to know biblical faith, look to the story of Abraham. Or look at the story of Noah. Why was there a boat oath? The Chinese character says, 8 people in the boat. I say, that does not prove the story of Noah. Do you know that? It does not prove. It is an accessory help for you to believe, but it does not prove. What is the proof? The proof is in here. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, grant to us the faith to know that we have a God who tells us the truth, and his words are true and faithful, and that we want to have that biblical faith, and that comes only by the word of God. O Lord, O God, strengthen our faith that we may be unshakable, always looking into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, he who for the joy that was set before him endured the pain, despised the shame, and went to the cross for us. O Lord, may we look to him and receive the blessing of biblical faith, to know that we have a Savior who came from heaven to make a way to heaven for us. O Lord, bless all who have heard the word, all who believe. We know faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.